Bushun and in a way Magani dug. Beshago benesi a quay indigo, mang and do dame, ga osa squadjime cog and dunjaba, ga mesqua wako cog inda. Elaine Fleming nindishna cause. And me great minno be modesty when me great neen men waindum. Welcome to History of Leech Lake. Oh man, I'll tell you what, my son, he asked me a few days ago, he said, how is it you came to be telling, doing shows for KOJB, our radio station, for Leech Lake Nation? And I thought about that a bit, and I thought about what I know about storytelling, and somebody had said to me, or I read it, that if you're going to write a story, you always write about what you know best. So I'm going to talk about myself. And I know that, you know, that first grandfather teaching is to practice humility, to know that we're no one is any better than anybody else. But also that everybody has their own gifts, and that we should work to develop those gifts. And so I say, I'm going to tell my story in a humble way, that when my son asked me that question, I said, you know, when I was born in 1952 at the Cass Lake Indian Hospital, that was at the year before the termination era of 1953. And at that time I was born, my family lived out on our allotment land out by Lake Andrusia, west of the Prince of Peace graveyard, where most of my family is buried. And when I was 6 months old, we moved into town, and so, and we sold our allotment land and bought land and a house on the south side of the railroad tracks in Cass Lake. And little did we know that that would be recognized as the St. Regis Superfund site. And the land, the water, the air was contaminated with toxins. And we were there, and that's where I was raised for the younger part of my life till I went into about third grade. And so we had different sicknesses in my family, but I had a strong and a good family. My parents were always there for me, Dorothy Howard and Simon Howard. But I graduated from Cass Lake High School in 1970, and I took off for college. And what I wanted to say, though, was when I was a young child, my parents always told us stories. They told us legends, and they told us stories, scary stories. They told us stories about families. I listened to the radio, so I was listening to stories, and I loved to hear the stories. And if nobody would tell me a story, I would tell a story, even if the only audience was myself, which is often the occurrence even today. But anyway, I graduated from Cass Lake High School in 1970, and I went away to McAllister College to go to school. When I think about that event in my life, I don't even know how I got there. I mean, truly, all of a sudden I was in college, and I wasn't ready for it. So after about 2.5 years, I quit college, and I didn't have any experience in how to be successful in college. Although I was smart, I didn't know what courses to take. I didn't realize how important college could be in helping me in my future endeavors and getting jobs and making money. And so because I was the first person in my family to go to a college at that time. So anyway, I quit college and I went to work. I worked at what was called the Neighborhood Justice Center. It was a defense office for poor people. Spent a lot of time working in Stillwater Prison, meeting our people there, hearing their stories, just amazing stories of the troubles of our people and our families, and that distance that is created, even that physical distance that is created when one of our family members is put in a prison so far from home. And I was really so sad about those stories there and what was going on with our people. So I joined the military and I went away. And I took tests when I joined the military, and they told me that I could choose whatever military occupational specialty that I wanted to go into because I did well on those tests. And I chose to be a wheeled vehicle and generator mechanic just because I thought that would help me when I got out of the military. I planned to be in the military, finish my college education, be physically fit, see the world, and get out after one term in the service. But I ended up staying in the military, and I decided that I would apply to go to officer candidate school within my first year and a half that I was in the military. And I was accepted to that school. And so I became an officer, a quartermaster officer. While I was a quartermaster officer, I always had this fear of heights, and I got married while I was in the military, and I had my son, Shay Fleming, and he was born in 1985 at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and that's where my husband was stationed at the time, and so I wanted to be stationed with him, and so I went to jump school, and I graduated from jump school, and I got sent to Fort Bragg because Fort Bragg is home of the airborne. And I tell you, I'm afraid of heights, but you know, you control your fears and you do what you want to do for your family. So I went down there and I was with my husband and we had a child. And later on, I went through jump master training. And I graduated from that school. I was in the military for about 10 years, and then I got out and I came home. Because all the time I was in the military, I always carried all my regalia. And wherever I was stationed, I always looked for the indigenous Americans. And that's who I would go and be around, and I would dance with them and be their friends. So when I got out, I came home, and I ended up divorcing my husband, and my son and I settled down here in Cass Lake, Minnesota again. So I began teaching at the tribal college, our Leech Lake Tribal College, and it was like around 2001, 2002 when I became very politically aware of things going on in our communities and around the world. And so I decided I would run for mayor of Cass Lake. And in 2003, I was elected and I began my first term as mayor. I was known as the first Ojibwe Indian mayor, the first Indian mayor of Cass Lake and in the state of Minnesota, the first female mayor who was Indian in the state of Minnesota. This is what I was told. Anyway, I won by 7 votes. I beat the incumbent mayor by 7 votes. Actually, I beat him by 6 votes, and he called for a recount. In the recount, we found 1 extra vote, so I beat him by 7. And I found being a mayor was really difficult. It's a part-time position. I was working full-time and being mayor part-time, and I had 3 children by then. And so when my second term, when my term was over, I decided I wasn't going to run. But then when I found out who was running for mayor, I decided I had to run for mayor because of my values. And so I went in as a write-in candidate. And I won that election, so I did my second term. And one of the things I was running on was about the whole St. Regis Superfund site, because we were such a poor community, and we had about a third of our community is a Superfund site, and also because of the violence in Cass Lake. And so, and during that time, I also took writing courses, and I wrote a manuscript, and I decided I was going to practice telling stories. And so I began telling stories. And today I'm invited on occasion to go into the schools to tell stories or to libraries. I'm invited on occasion to go talk about history. And everything, though, that I've attempted in life, I've had to really work hard at it. Nothing comes easily for me, as it, and, you know, that's just the way life is. If you want to do something well, then you have to really work at it. And I just thought I would share a little bit of my own story and why I'm sitting here and talking about the history of Leech Lake. I like to listen to people's stories, and then I like to share them, and I like to think of them as Ojibwe people. And I think about history and how does that relate to where they are today and why they're doing what they do today. And that was all because my son asked me, well, why are you telling stories and talking on history of Leech Lake at KOJB. KOJB, our own nation's radio station. I am so grateful to be able to talk with you today and to share a little bit of my personal history. Mi gwech bisandawiyek. Mi gwech mi'yu.